I'm here with Stuart Lee, probably best known at the moment for directing and writing Jerry Springer the Opera. Did you anticipate that Jerry Springer was going to be such a success?
First of all, it wasn't my idea, it was Richard Thomas, the composer's idea, and I came on. He'd already got loads of it going before I came on. I didn't anticipate it was going to be such a success. It's in the West End now, it had a big run at the National, and 3 years ago, when he asked me to get involved in it, I probably wouldn't have done it if I'd known how long it was going to go on for and how it ended up becoming my life.
Are you involved in any of the kind of future forms? Am I right in thinking it's going to Broadway?
There's no plans for it to go to Broadway. It's always in newspapers and stuff, but I don't know where these things come from. I don't know if it's cost effective. It's way too expensive to go and see already in the West End because of how high West End overheads are, and Broadway costs about three times that much, so I don't really know about that.
All of these things are just rumours. I've also heard there was going to be a TV show. Is that another lying rumour?
Yeah, there definitely isn't a TV show. But it's really odd being involved in something that's a success because you just read things about it and yourself all the time that you don't even know what they are or where they came from.
I was going to ask you about is I'm a big fan of your stuff you've done for Resonance FM, and interested in how you got involved in that.
About 5 years ago, they had a little tryout at they did a month as part of Meltdown at the South Bank, and they asked me to DJ in the mornings on that, which I did, and then they asked me to do it again here. I suppose it probably goes back to the fact that Ed Baxter, who runs the London Musicians Collective and runs Resonance FM, which is a kind of community arts radio station of left field music and whatever, he used to tour manage the German progressive rock band Faust. And when I used to be in a double act with Richard Herring, we used to do a show in Edinburgh in the mornings in the mid-90s, which would be like an improvised chat show, and every day we used to have a different guest. And Faust had reformed, having not played together since the 70s, and we're playing the Edinburgh Festival, and I just chanced my arm and asked if they'd come and be our guests, which was a bit different to having Frank Skinner or the bloke that presents Countdown, and Ed brought them along, and that's probably how I met him. And Faust did a thing involving a piano and an angle grinder to loads of kind of grannies who'd come along for a chat show. It was really good fun. So that's how I met Ed Baxter, and I suppose that probably stuck in his mind.
I'm thinking I might have said the last time we did a stand-up show was Pea Green Boat.
Yeah.
And are you going to kind of reprise that in any kind of other form? You mention it on your website that you were trying to see if you turn it to anything else.
I can't really do it. I don't think I can do with it. I've done a 15-minute version of it for Radio 4. I don't know when that goes out. I haven't heard a final edit of it. But, I mean, it's just difficult because, you know, contrary to what people that are huge fans of Leon Herring in the mid-90s might think, I don't really draw a crowd when I go anywhere. In Edinburgh, I kind of did that show to a sold-out kind of medium-sized theatre for a week. When I did it at Battersea Arts Centre, you never got more than 15 people a night for 2 weeks. So it's not really viable because I had a cello player and another actor in it, and you just can't. I mean, I might be all right for a bit now because Jerry Springer the Opera's just started paying me a royalty after 3 years of working for nothing. But I can't really afford to. I haven't really been able to afford to work for about 3 years if there was any risk of losing money. So I don't really know. I'm going to do the Edinburgh Festival this summer with a more straight stand-up show, just simple stand-up, because in the past I had so many other things I wanted to do. I was loading them all into the stand-up, but now I'll just do a normal stand-up show this summer. But I mean, it sort of depends on whether I'm likely to lose money on anything else. I can't really afford it at the moment.
You did a lot of stuff with Rich Herring in the 90s, and that does it bother you that it's kind of not repeated, or that it's kind of not made, you know, there are other things that have been kind of more repeated and kind of more well known than.
Not really. I think it bothered me at the time, but now I'm quite glad because people that know about comedy or other comedians seem to like it. Also, I think people, because it's not really commercially available, people have a fonder memory of it than they would if it was around. And also, it's quite a brilliant luxury in a way to have like all the old stuff you've done basically lost, because it means, I think it's probably less of a problem for me doing other sorts of things like writing books or directing things than it would be if I was particularly well known for anything. So it's good, it's quite good really.
Would you have wanted to continue doing those kind of TV shows with Richard Herring, if you'd had the opportunity? Or?
Well, I think the last one we did for BBC Two was pretty good, the second series of This One with Richard Not Judy. If it had been recommissioned, I'd have done another one, but it was cancelled by Jane Root. But I think that probably it was for the best up to a point, because, I mean, we did that for about 5 years, that act, and we wrote, with all the radio stuff, we did about 60 hours of material, and I think probably it was a lucky escape to be able to move on to do other stuff, but because up to a point we were kind of trapped in personas we developed as teenagers, and we were both like 30 by the time we stopped, so it was probably good, but I imagine doing something with Rich again in the future.
Just another odd thing that I've noticed, he did a Doctor Who audio drama of all things that was broadcast on the internet. Why did you do that?
Well, it was out on, it was for a CD release as well. I got asked to do this Doctor Who drama, and you just think, well, that'll be good fun, because I used to be scared of that as a child. As it was a window into a bizarre world where you kind of go and do a signing in a science fiction bookshop and you think no one will come, and there's like 1,000 Doctor Who fans there, and then you're part of the Doctor Who universe, they have to get your autograph. It was an eye-opener as to how a small cult can be entirely self-sustaining on a low overheads.
Have you got any future plans to do more stuff in kind of the world of musical theatre?
Not really. I don't think it's really me, and I also don't think Jerry Springer the Opera is like a conventional musical, really, but Richard Thomas, the composer, has got an idea about doing a musical about stand-ups, an opera about stand-ups, and I'd quite like to help out on that, but I need to do something else for a bit.
Just one last thing. Yeah, I actually directed the Johnny Vegas comedy DVD thing that was out around Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans to do kind of stuff like that, or...?
No, I haven't. I haven't got any plans to do it. I'm going to do a stand-up show again in August in Edinburgh. I had a film script on the go that nearly got made 3 years ago, but it kind of funding fell apart. So I'm sort of trying to get that moving again, and I've started writing another book. So that's it, really. I mean, the Johnny Vegas thing was great. It's always brilliant to work with Johnny, and I wish there was some kind of TV outlet for him that would suit him, and I could do something with him for that, but I don't really know. I don't really know what that would be.
You mentioned another book. Is it going to be in a kind of similar style to your last book, The Perfect Fool, or is it going to be a sort of departure?
No, it'd be the same kind of incomprehensible shit as that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.